I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we recently met Lisa Dolan. She is a fashion designer and the owner of a plus-size clothing store who starred in TLC's reality program Big Brooklyn Style. Now she's going to tell us about the music that gets her creative juices flowing. It's our Inner Ear segment, and it's coming up. But first, they say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms and dads in your corner. Every week, we check in with a diverse group of parents for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. And as we mentioned earlier, June is Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. And we've talked to gay and lesbian parents on this program before about the challenges and joys that they confront. But while many gay parents agree that having children can be challenging, many also say parenthood is profound and sometimes hilarious, like the gay dads Mitch and Cameron on ABC's hit show Modern Family.
That mother from Calexico, she picked us.
She did?
Uh-huh. She went into early labor. She's having the baby today.
She is?
Uh-huh. We have to go to Calexico right now.
We do?
Just assume everything I say is the truth.
We wanted to hear more about the good, the bad, and the funny of being an LGBT parent. So today we've called upon Dan Bukatinski. He and his husband are the dads of two, a 7-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son. His new book is Does This Baby Make Me Look Straight? Confessions of a Gay Dad. He's also written and produced shows for HBO, Showtime, and NBC. We're also joined today by Marcus Mabry. You probably know that name if you are a regular reader of the New York Times. He is editor-at-large for the New York Times based in London, and he and his partner are the dads of 2-year-old twins. Welcome to you both. Happy belated Father's Day to you both, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dan Bukatinski, let me ask you to start by telling me why you wanted to write this book.
Well, you know, I started a performance series here in Los Angeles called Afterbirth, where a bunch of writers, comedians, performers would start writing about the truth about how our lives change after becoming parents and how we're all basically, you know, the same in the ways in which we're screwing up our kids. And it was really a very cathartic way of telling the truth and telling funny stories about what we all experience as parents. And what I experienced was that so many of us had similar stories, regardless of the kind of makeup of our family or how we went about becoming parents. At the end of the day, you know, I joke that the diaper smells the same. We just may look a little nicer while we're changing it. But the truth of the matter was,
Speak for yourself.
I know, right? We all look good while we're changing them. No, I really enjoyed the process of sort of talking honestly, a first person account of what my experience was as a dad, the good, bad, the funny, and the touching. And so when I had, after putting together a few of these essays, I really wanted to write more and tell more of that story.
Marcus Mabry, you wrote a very poignant piece for the New York Times Motherload blog titled The Gift of Being Gay and a Dad. In it, you write that you feel that growing up gay actually made you a better parent and person. Now, I know that a lot of us, you know, straights are probably throwing pens at you at the moment, but tell us more about why you feel that way.
Well, you know, I mean, Michelle, I think in the same way, you know, I also grew up poor and African-American. And I also think, you know, growing up at first, by the time I became aware I was poor, and it wasn't until I was a teenager, because before that, I had no idea we were poor because we had everything we needed. At first, I thought, well, this must be some kind of disadvantage once I was aware of it. But what came out was being black and being poor, and in my case, being gay. In the end, you learn a lot of stuff being an outsider. You learn a lot of stuff about compassion. You learn a lot of stuff about caring. You learn a lot of stuff about judgments. And so if you can bring all that together, I think as a dad or a mom, I think it probably does make you better. It may make you worse in all kinds of ways that I'm not yet aware, because my boys are only 2.5. So, you know, that may be the case too.
You wrote in the piece, I just want to share a little bit of it. You said, every time I look at them, I understand that far from being cursed, being a little gay boy was a blessing. It taught me compassion. It taught me how to rise above fear and self-hatred. It made me stronger. Today, I feel well and truly blessed. But you know, Marcus, I have to ask you, at 3 a.m. when they won't go to bed, don't you feel a little cursed?
The worst part is that now that at 2.5, our boys are, you know, we just took them out of the cribs and put them into the big boy toddler beds. And basically for the first, you know, it's been 2 months now. They've basically spent, you know, the hours from when they go to bed at 7 o'clock until usually 9 o'clock when they finally fall asleep, tearing the place apart, ripping down curtains, you know. And it's, you know, it's, yeah. So it's harder to feel truly blessed then, but luckily, everything is relative. And so growing up, of course, we had, Dan and I, you know, we had no examples of, you know, positive gay parenthood. Like, the kids growing up today, they can see Cam and they can see Modern Family. We had, you know, Paul Lynde. We had people who were in the closet and sometimes hilarious in the closet, but it was kind of an inside joke. And most of America didn't even know Ellen was gay when she came out. So you can imagine kind of the difference in today's world and the one we grew up in. So relative to all that kind of feeling of not being free and wanting so badly to be a dad since I was a little boy, mm-hmm. And also even as a Christian, today I feel like all this is totally doable to me. This all feels totally, you know, within God's plans, which is something growing up where I could not have imagined.
Dan, let's get to the funny you described. And let me just ask you this, though, Dan. Mark has just said that he always wanted to be a dad. Did you?
You know, deep down, I did. I had a part of me that always wanted to be a nurturer, but I think I learned to push it away because I had to overcome something. I have to concur with him that one of the things I loved discovering in the process of writing the book, that there's something that happens to you when you come out as a person who has to one day utter those two words, which are like nuclear. When you say I'm gay, that the notion, what it takes in terms of the courage and self-knowledge and the ability to face sort of adversity, it is something that you bring to parenthood and that you hope that the kids you raise, you know, benefit from, parents who had to overcome something like that. But at the end of the day, when your kid's coming at you with his fingers and he says, smell my fingers, I'll tell you, it's a level playing field.
Trust me on that. You know, that is one of those sections that we were debating whether we could talk about it because it is so funny, but I don't think we can. So
no, we
I think we'll skip right on past that one.
Sure.
And see if we could pick another. Well, there's another funny scene. And the book is like laugh out loud funny. And I think in some cases it might be a balm for people who are afraid, you know, mm-hmm. of being a parent. I think that that might be one of the things that people who are either gay or straight might enjoy. But there's one scene where you and your husband, Don, are debating how to deal with your prospective birth mother's smoking habit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, we, you know, one of the things about open adoption is that you're fortunate enough to have a birth mom who is going to choose you, much like in that clip from Modern Family. You are excited to get that phone call. You're not really thinking about all the levels that you would like to control their nutrition and their exercise habits and their prenatal care. So when we met our birth mom, and we saw that she was a two-pack-a-day smoker and Cinnabon eater and Mountain Dew Slurpee drinker. Suddenly I became interested in trying to help teach her about health and very encouraging of her to quit smoking. And she guaranteed me she absolutely was going to quit smoking as soon as the babies were born. So I was, oh, good. Yes, excellent. Maybe a little sooner? maybe a tiny bit sooner. But, yeah, that was one of those battles we had to, you know, you have to pick your battles, and that wasn't one we were going to win.
In this week's Parenting Conversation, it's Pride Month, and we are joined by two gay dads who are sharing their experiences. Dan Bukatinski is a dad of two. He's the author of the new book, Does This Baby Make Me Look Straight? Also with us, Marcus Mabry. He's also a dad of two and editor at large for The New York Times. Now, Marcus, we talked about the fact that you grew up, you know, in a certain way, not having a lot. Now, what's your biggest concern? Is it that your kids won't appreciate what they have? What is your biggest concern as a dad?
Well, it is funny. I mean, as Dan was saying, you know, so much of this is you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a gay parent or a straight parent, a black parent, a white parent. In some ways, even I'm not going to overstress it, a poor parent or a well-off parent, you know, the issues are the same. And Michelle, it's really funny. Your last guest, she talked about how, you know, that kind of the biggest kind of strides made in the LGBT liberation movement was when people can no longer say, oh, y'all are all just crazy, and we can make the argument that we are just like you. There's nothing stronger to me than parenthood because, you know, when we're all standing around talking about our kids, we really are. I mean, it's so obvious how much LGBT people are just like straight people when it comes to kind of who we are and the issues we face. And I forgot what your question was. But
no, I was wondering what your biggest concern is now because, I mean, presumably,
well, it's very funny.
It's not the people coming up to you and denying your legitimacy as a parent. I mean, is it that? You're worried that someday people will say, well, actually, that's not your kid, or you're not really supposed to be raising that kid, or you're hurting your kid by being two gay dads.
It's funny because actually, as you said, we live in London, and so I wrote another post for the Motherload blog on the nytimes.com about living in London. And the fact is, you know, as you know, my partner and I are, you know, I'm black, he's white, and so, and our kids are biracial, and so we are, you know, interracial, LGBT family of, you know, multiracial two dads. And the funny thing is, you know, in our neighborhood in Hell's Kitchen in New York, which is where we lived before we moved to London, you can kind of swing a dead, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting, you know, somebody who's LGBT, and probably an LGBT parent. And we're just so, it's not exactly commonplace yet, but it is, it's a little bit cliche almost in places like New York and LA where Dan is. But in London, it's not. And so in London, we really do, if the British were more honest and less kind of, you know, stiff upper lip and more direct, they would actually say, well, what are y'all doing together? But they don't because they're polite. That's just the way their culture is. They're a little cold about that kind of stuff. They don't talk about it. But here, it is not the same comfort level we have back in the States, which is somewhat ironic because oftentimes Europe is more progressive on these issues. But when it comes to this issue of parenting, there are a lot more of us back in New York than here. And it's funny, I guess my biggest concern, though, is, as you were saying, that that the boys don't feel too spoiled. I mean, I'm really so thankful I can give them a life that is materially so much richer materially than what I had growing up, although I hope I can give them a life that's spiritually as rich as the one I had growing up, because, again, in that way, being poor was an advantage, you know? Mm-hmm. We had a lot of love. But I hope the boys won't be, as my mom said, it's going to be hard for the boys, you know, they speak French, Mandarin, and English. It's going to be hard for the boys not to be snotty growing up. And she's right, and snotty in all the bad ways.
They're two, Marcus. Excuse me.
I know. You can't, they can help but be snotty in one way. But,
exactly.
But they also have this little British accent. It's kind of snotty. And no, not that way, they always say, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll help you with that. When you
thank you.
Back.
Thank you. They'll need it.
Dan, before we let you go, what's your biggest concern? One of the things that I thought was really funny is you wrote about parent rivalry in your house that for some reason your husband, Don, you know, can do no wrong. And, you know, kids always want him to read the story and all this other stuff. My prediction is this will change later on, but I'm just giving
I'm sure.
you that. But what's your biggest concern with about the minute that we have left?
Well, no, I've got several of them, and I also feel very lucky to be able to be concerned about a lot of the panics that most parents have, you know, like making sure that my kids wind up staying off the pipe in the pole and making you know, praying to God they don't wind up doing porn. And all the things that other parents freak out about are the things that I also am lucky enough to be concerned about rather than whether or not we fit in. But I also am often concerned about this notion that in my household, regardless of the fact that I'm making the lunches and the breakfast and getting them dressed and putting on the Band-Aids and doing a lot of the heavy lifting, but Poppy is the favorite. And there's something about driving around in his car as opposed to driving around in my car that is really, really enticing to those kids.
Dude, welcome to my world.
I'm convinced he's got puppies in there. I know he's got iPods and candy, but there's got to be puppies too.
Well, keep us posted, will you both, on how it's going? You're out there in the trenches. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
We'll need money for therapy. Yeah,
that's right.
For sure.
Dan Bukatinsky is a dad of two and the author of the new book, This Is Baby, Make Me Look Straight. He was with us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Marcus Mabry is a dad of two and editor at large of the New York Times. He was with us from Paris, where he is the dad, along with his partner, of two-year-old twins. We happened to catch up with him on his travels there, where he's actually getting a good night's sleep. Thank you both.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.